Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone? It's another podcast day. We're here recording the Super Mega Cast.
That's right.
And first, to get out of the way, because y'all have been begging and asking for it. We see it on the Patreon and every Q&A. We see it on a lot of Let's Plays, even on the podcast. It's pretty much everywhere, this comment. People keep asking us, are we still friends with Chris? Are we good with Chris? I mean, is Chris ever going to be on the channel again? And I feel like, you know, some people just spend a lot of time apart. But Chris, as you can see,
we're all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Squash good. That in the background.
It's good that, Chris on the podcast.
It's good yeah, here I am.
Hey. And hi, it's Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Very special guests. They're very requested. We've got musician. We've got street poet. Hi, I'm Chris.
You know me from the streets. The flesh, yeah. I'm the rose that grew from the concrete, man.
Yes, you are. From that concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Actually, like right around the corner in New Jersey, but I lived there for like an extended period of time, like currently.
Hoboken?
No. I'm originally from
Hoboken?
The Sticks. Hoboken is the little city next door to New York.
Right.
There's a lot of great stuff that goes on there, like really good restaurants, scene, nightlife. That's why I wrote
it's
that
New Jersey,
song.
Though, right?
It is New Jersey. So I'm from the Sticks up in the boonies by Western Pennsylvania. Sussex County, New Jersey.
Ooh, very nice.
I don't live there anymore, so I could say that.
Sussex?
Did I ever tell you that like a fan almost doxed me?
Really?
Yeah, they were like, hey, based off your song lyrics, do you live here? And like triangulated it fucking perfectly from three lyrics I had, and I was like, no.
People do that by looking out of our apartment window back in the beginning.
Oh, back in the day.
Are you fucking serious?
They would look up the business, and they knew that we lived in Glendale, so they look up that business in Glendale, and then also match it to the height of the building.
Yeah, they got it down to the room.
Yeah, they got because they're that far over on the building.
Yeah, they got it.
They counted the units. They probably did the square footage of the building.
Well, I saw someone say they did it by It was an ad for advertising, and they looked up where those ads were located, and then they found them around Glendale.
So even harder than the business.
They can't do it
now. To be fair, we did challenge them to do it.
Why would you
jokingly?
Ever do
and then
that?
They took it very seriously.
It was a joke. I mean, we were like, find out where we live.
Do it. And then people were like, okay.
How long did it take?
Like, not long at
not
all.
Not long.
And, hours? And
less than a week.
Yeah, less
what
than a week.
What the fuck?
We got an email of two people specifically.
Why?
But I think the craziest thing was they got the floor and the room number of our apartment correct.
That's like deeply disturbing.
Yeah.
At least they can't do it now. They'd be like purple.
Yeah, we live in the purple.
They live in purple.
But this is actually take two of this episode. We got about 10 minutes in. It was fantastic stuff. And then
one of our mics, unfortunately.
Now my pussy's gone stale.
I know, unfortunately, we got you originally cracking open the pussy, having a sip.
I was talking about the death of one of our mics, which we've been using for a while. I've grown attached to it. And then, like, it's a good joke. I just feel like it was
You know, sometimes I just overdo it a little bit.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
See this right here?
My condolences.
Well, guys, we did figure out the issue, because in a couple recent episodes, people have been saying, oh, there's this buzzing sound, especially when we touch the mic, it goes, figured it out. It was this, here's the culprit right here.
We hope. We fucking hope.
Yeah, I think that should do it. People were confusing that with the hum of this sign, which actually you pretty much can't hear.
I was actually commenting on the sign earlier.
I didn't hear it in the recording.
It's silent.
But I saw people, you know.
Is it actual neon crooked? Or is it like yes. LED?
It is neon. Actual neon.
That's so fucking cool.
Let's see if you can hold.
So faintly.
Yeah.
But it's also the wonders of the soundproofed room.
That mm-hmm. is true.
You know?
I'm so glad we did that. And now, you know.
We had pros come in and do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the third floor was really nice, but, you know, like, I really, really like that this is, you know, like, you would never know this is a rooftop.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and,
We also appreciate you parking on the street, because...
Yeah.
Our... I know it's a... It's
my
a,
Volkswagen, it is a my Volkswagen thing is a little bit difficult to park.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
So especially when, I mean, it's I know it's a 10-car garage, but we mostly use it for collectors.
For the collection?
Cars. We don't usually take them out, so there's never really room.
Yeah, no, there. One time Justin brought out the dust gloves and brought me down there. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I don't think he didn't riveting. Ask us, though, if he could do that. So that's something to talk to him about. He didn't ask for permission to go down to the car garage, so.
Oh, I he's.
Because he doesn't own any of the cars.
Those are our cars.
Yeah.
At least he put on the dust gloves, though. That is.
Yes.
That
makes so he's being responsible. Sense. He's being responsible.
Yeah. But I'm glad you at least got to see that. It.
Yeah, no, I appreciated it very much.
You know, Ryan's got three Rolls Royces. Very nice.
Come on.
Collector's edition, too.
Okay.
I was a fan of that Bentley.
Someone's forgetting my birthday gift from last year. Four.
Okay, well. Trying to keep things humble a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But it is nice. Did Justin show you the aquarium?
No, he didn't show me the aquarium.
We got a great white recently.
Oh, yeah. Get out.
You're not supposed to keep them in captivity because every time they try, they, you know, pass away, unfortunately. But
yeah.
We've had ours for about 2-3 days now, and it seems it's slowed down.
What'd
swimming.
You name him?
Well, we named Bruce, just classic.
Yeah.
I mean, from Finding Nemo and Jaws.
Oh, I thought of some Bruce Almighty.
And it can be Bruce Almighty.
It could
Almighty
be Bruce Almighty.
Too.
Sure.
It's got the world on a string,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well.
But, I mean, he's swimming a little more slow, and he seems to not be aware of his surroundings, but I think that's just because he's used to the big ocean. I think he's just calming down a bit. Well, he's becoming more relaxed.
You know, like, I wonder how all the electrical equipment in here, like, is messing, because sharks have that sense in their nose, the EMP mm-hmm. thing. I wonder if that's, like, a good feeling or a bad feeling.
Well, I think part of it, the reason he's slow, I'm sure he'll get a little more pep in his step, was... We had him when we were putting him in the tank. We did have him out of the water for about 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
But you know. Sharks sleep swimming, and he's like constantly like, I think he keeps running into the bottom. He's just like, doom.
Yeah.
Doom.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That means like
he
must be dreaming something fun.
Yeah.
You know, he's out with a shark buddy.
I also read that you can have them out of the water for a little over 2 hours, and we had it just about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So he should be fine.
I mean, they're like the apex predator of the earth. 70% ocean. He'll be fine.
I mean, sharks existed before trees exist. Isn't that crazy?
That is fucking weird to think about.
They've been around since, and they've barely evolved either because there's been no need for evolution.
Perfect killing machines.
That shit blows my mind. Like that, there's jellyfish that are like biologically immortal because they're just colonies of bacteria that keep recycling themselves. So they've just been like fucking squidding around for a little bit.
You know,
and it's like a couple
technically
eons.
Would live forever.
Eons is a proper term for that.
They don't have brains.
They're just a collective. They're like
jellyfish are
they're basically communist animals.
Jellyfish are literally like aliens. Like they look
really
like
are.
An alien. They act like an alien. You know.
I didn't know this until recently. You know, like blobfish. Like
mm-hmm.
Like they always make like stupid memes with it. They look like completely different fish in the pressure that they're
we
in.
We were talking about this on a recent Let's Play.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, because they're actually like they're still like not the prettiest fish in the world.
Oh, they're fucked up.
But they. That's not what they look like at all. That's just because they're depressurized.
Yeah, so they just become...
Yeah. And so they wash up onto shores looking like that.
They are scary looking, like, I mean, out of the ocean.
But the thing, like, in total darkness, you don't need to look pretty.
No.
You know, it's like, I've learned that many times.
Oh, yeah. Trust
mom knows
I've
that.
Had my day. Every dog has its day, you know, so. Woof.
What's crazy to me is that they're sea creatures that, like, the pressure they exist in is so unbelievably strong, like miles of water above them. And they're just like, man, cool.
No, and it's like, it actually like facilitates some of them to grow way larger than we think and shit. Like,
yeah.
I always think about that with like the wow signal or whatever it was, like that huge, like really deep, like sonar that people caught.
Oh, the bloop?
The bloop, not the wow.
The wow signal from space.
Yeah, that's your thing.
That's my
hyperfixation at the moment is the deep ocean. But
they're very similar.
Like that and like the geothermal vents with extra oxygen and nitrogen being put in the water allow things to get really fucking big. So odds are there's like a way bigger fish, like the giant squid.
Well, we can tie that into space because they think that on other exoplanets and even moons of Jupiter and Saturn, you know, there's like 100-kilometer deep oceans. And if there's like, there's vents at the bottom that could have life because they're warm and they've already detected organic like compounds down there.
Yeah, there's like oil, they think, on some of the moons.
There could be just some cool, cute little fish swimming out
USA's
there.
USA's already been up there for years. They occupy that fish.
Yeah, you know it. Ryan?
You
could say something.
I don't know.
Don't make me carry this, man.
I brought up space again. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that a
problem? We just have under contract that you're only supposed to bring it up, like, I think 5 times in a month, and you brought it up several. I think this is 6 or 7 total times.
Cut it out, Luke.
And
cut
space,
it out.
No, it's fine. Space is like super. I love space. Space is great.
I enjoy it.
And the deep ocean.
No, I love
super
space.
Interesting.
Thank you.
It's my thing.
I think that is like really fucking.
Man, I appreciate you.
Yeah. It's when we get into the space stuff where you know, just a little bit of that. But
I'm a guest. I was just really appreciative of the input.
It's just the fact that there's a contract signed is all. Okay. I just feel like if you're not held up to the contract, why should we hold our employees up to their contracts? You know what I mean?
Sure.
There needs to be repercussions, especially if you breach contract, which you have.
Okay, then what do you want me to do?
Push-ups? You could probably pull it off.
give me 10.
Feet on there, hands on here.
Can we get 10?
10 push-ups?
10 push-ups.
I could do 10 push-ups.
Okay.
10?
Sure. On my knees?
If you want.
No, I would never.
You could do like the thing that my football coach used to do when I couldn't do push-ups, do worms.
And now, Chris, I don't know how to count, so could you?
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to bat.
Damn.
Ooh.
His backwind shot must be crazy.
It smells like poop. Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That was more than 10.
8. Well, we'll call it 8.
I love the starting 1 on 2.
Yeah,
and then 7.
Dude, because I was counting in my head, and that really pissed me off. Just because in my head, I'm like 3, 2. I'm out of shape.
I was just trying to warm you up.
We both are.
Oh, well, I know I'm out of shape,
sister.
I was pumping gas the other day at the gas station. I was like, I should do some jumping jacks. And I did some jumping jacks.
At the gas pump?
Yeah. Just to get a little like cardio going. And my heart hurt afterwards. It was like,
dude.
Ow.
I took a walk with Justin, and a New Yorker can walk for miles on flat ground only. Like, I've done like 3-hour walks, and that's after I broke my fucking leg. But I did a slight incline out here, and I was just like, oh, this is great. it's brutal.
It's very hilly out here. Yeah, well, especially in the summer when the heat's coming down. Luckily, we have a nice cool breeze.
It's a little cold cooler. Right now.
It's been raining. But
it's been nice.
We sometimes go on walks, and during the summer, when you're kind of like not realizing how hot it is.
Yeah.
Going up a hill. In fact, one time, Layton, not Straighten.
Yeah. Right.
Not to be confused.
Our employee and friend Layton Stollard. Like the first hike he took me on, he's like, it'll be a normal hike. It's a chill hike. It was straight uphill, and like I am. I'm not furious. I am a little bit agitated because I'm like, I am not in shape. Like, compare me to Layton. Layton doesn't have to do a lot of work to get that frame and those muscles up the hill.
A little bit more aerodynamic.
I'm carrying a little bit of baggage, you know, on my sides.
A little bit of junk in the
front. Got some ham in there.
I got some front, you know, little compartments as well. So it was a struggle. But never trust a someone who lives in LA when they said you want to go on an easy hike, because odds are it's probably just going to be like a straight uphill rock.
Well, the only place you can go hiking out here is like the fucking mountains, and it's like it's just a bowl of mountains.
You can go hiking on the sand dunes.
I'm a little nervous to go hiking around here because
why?
Oh, the guy that
in the area, this guy
was
he
ever caught?
No, this guy was hiking, and then from like hundreds of yards away, some random dude just sniped him with a single headshot and was never found. And I think it happened to 2 different people.
Yeah.
What?
I think they were 2 separate incidences.
Yeah. So this guy just has a sniper rifle and just is like, some hikers. Doink. That was fun.
That is pretty horrifying.
He was walking with people too.
He's going to be long gone.
What gets you to that point where it's like
being
a
psychopath?
It's not,
boredom.
You think it's boredom?
No, No, I think it's being a bored psychopath.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's got to be a little bit, like, you know, like a little hoo-hoo.
I will say, it's got to be, if you're a psychopath, that's going to be a very satisfying thrill.
Like, killing someone?
That's a lot, well, from that far away.
Oh,
you know, it's
yeah.
like, boing.
Yeah, you're it's so like, far it's not my problem.
You see it.
Give yourself a pat on the back. Dude, retreating to the wilderness.
He's probably like over state lines, and he's just like, no one will catch me now.
Dude, just fucking, you're just hiking with some friends, and then all of a sudden your friend
American
just drops from a headshot.
Actually, this guy, like, it's I just mean, that guy.
It's impressive.
It's a very impressive.
The
job.
Impact would happen, and then you'd hear the sound.
Oh yeah, no.
So like, your friend would just drop, and then, I like think probably I, like 2 seconds at three, four.
I'd be
seconds
running up
after.
To him like, oh, thank God he dropped. He missed it. Like,
yeah, I'd
he
be
ducked.
Like, oh God, he ducked just in time. He got so
How'd he know to duck,
dude? He's so smart. Oh,
I didn't hear that. I didn't see that.
I didn't hear the second shot. Like,
speed of sound's really not that fast when you think about it. If you ever like fireworks lot. And shit, it's like, boing, boing,
you know? Yeah, it is weird to think about.
Or watching the shockwave from an explosion.
First time I ever noticed that was my dad taking me to like a baseball field, and there was another dad practicing with his son, and it was a little in the distance. The son would hit it, and it would just go, ding. It's pretty cool.
It's crazy.
It was awesome. Oh, Mom, I mean, granted, I'm sure like I gave the same experience to other kids, except my dad would make me not wear a helmet or pads or anything, and he would beam me in the head so I would get used to getting hit with the ball so I wouldn't be scared of it.
That's the reason I quit baseball.
Yeah, so.
You played football, right?
I did play football for
and
many,
you were
many years.
Fantastic, weren't you? You were a star quarterback.
Yeah, I was. Me.
I have seen the picture
they called
of you.
Me Flingin' Bo, you know? They called me Bo Jackson.
Can we get that picture up, Luke?
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is,
were you
this
in high school here?
Chris back in the day.
What? Were you in high school in this picture?
Yeah, I was in high school in that picture, yeah. Our team had won the Maple League. Which
you're
was
being
like,
humble. You won the team the
I
Maple
single-handedly
League.
Were you the quarterback?
No, I was the center. I'm the dude that stands underneath in a very submissive pose and like snaps underneath his nuts.
Okay.
I was the best long snapper in the league, though.
Hike.
I was one of those kids that won one of the academic awards on the football team where it's like, for having a really high GPA, it's Chris. And I was like, oh, I guess that's what I'm known for on the football team.
Dude, you were smart and you played football?
Yeah.
Were you getting laid left and right?
Oh, yeah. You know, in high school, you know, my braces, you know, just like.
Hey, a lot of ladies like braces.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say.
If you're a lady or a okay, wait. Woman, man, lady, gentleman.
Gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Still has man.
The gentle
it's not
part's
its own
a
word.
Hard for you, I know.
We don't even get our own word. It just still has man in there.
Ladies and gentiles.
Ooh.
Gentiles?
Mhm.
I like that.
Gentiles better.
Someone should put that in a book.
That would be good in a book.
Yeah.
Like an old text.
Yeah, like ancient.
Yeah, but
sounds like it.
I was really bad at football. It hurt when I would catch the ball.
You played?
Just like with friends and with my dad sometimes.
We would play Smear the Queer back in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I played that in school.
Oh, God.
P.E. made us play that game.
Yeah.
And they called it Smear
you
the Queer.
You played it in P.E.?
Yes, Smear the Queer.
It's
like, that's
called
what it
something
called.
Different, but that's what they called it. And when I mean they, I mean like my stepdad, coaches.
My PE coach is
pretty much every older like male figure who you would play
just
this
wanna,
game
you know,
with.
Well, conditioning.
Yes.
I had like a middle-aged female PE coach. She's like, "Hey, we're playing Smear the Queer, guys."
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We had a Cat Wants a Corner where it was like basically dodgeball, but you had to run from one corner to the other, and those were like safe zones.
Oh, yeah,
we
played
had the
that.
Rubber balls, you know, the bink.
Yes.
The binks were the best.
Those
you
are
know?
Satisfying,
they're
though.
Awesome when you would nail somebody, and it's. Oh, it
kicking
awesome.
One of the like the kickball, like dodgeball, whatever
oh,
the fuck, the
yeah,
rubber balls.
That noise.
Ding, getting like a good side foot, powerful kick in
now
there.
Now these little ninnies boom. Out there just don't got that no more.
No, they don't.
Oh, I was thinking about that a while back. You remember tetherball, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
all had tetherball. Where did it go?
Probably very dangerous, and I could actually see
the ball's
a lot
on a
of
string.
No, I get that, but like, there's a lot of playgrounds even in the South that instead of like wood chips, they put in like rubber.
The tires,
for example, yeah, like the tires for impact. I could see it as something that they would add to decrease anything happening.
Yeah, but like,
I doubt that's what happened.
But like, when did it disappear? Like, I just remember
right
one,
after we left school.
Yeah, right?
Dude, the like, woke mob came for tetherball, and I said nothing.
For I was not a tetherball.
Dude, I remember I went to this Christian camp once, and there was this kid that was there that didn't really, like, talk to anyone. He was real quiet and shy, yeah. And I remember he cried, like, the first day because he, you know, I guess being away from home. And
it was like outside time and there was like a playground and he stayed in the trailer. And I remember I went in there and I was like, come on, man, like come hang out with everyone. And he like gets up and he's kind of just like, ah. And he goes over and he liked tetherball and he goes over and he starts hitting the tetherball. And everyone was kind of like cheering him on, like, yeah, yeah. And he's, dum, dum. And it comes back around, it clocks him in the face, just boom. And everyone was like, and he starts crying and goes back in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. That was like, that was his Joker moment. You know that?
Like, yeah,
that,
like
that was like the day where he became a sniper in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he was like, I'm doing it. And then just,
I can be like the people be.
Some people just, you know, it's like, life is just like, mm-mm, nope.
There's a,
not you.
Need some ice?
No, I'm good. I'm
okay.
Good.
You already got some around your neck.
Oh, dude.
Hey, what are you sporting today?
Today, sporting the old Jesus piece from my classic Italian christening.
Nice.
I was given this as a baby because, you know, like a good thing to give baby is just precious metals that they wear around their neck.
That's what they did to the Christ.
That's what they did to the Christ. Jesus Christ said, ice be fire. And then he died.
They brought, dude.
That was real.
When he was born, they brought him precious metals and frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, they did. They brought him gifts.
Bring him a damn blanket.
Give him some cumin, dude. Give him a good spice.
Yeah.
Give him some smoked paprika. You know what Jesus would have done with some smoked paprika?
What?
I don't know. Probably like cooked.
Oh, I thought you had something. I thought you had something locked
I'm
and loaded.
I'm not on the. You know, I'm not on the same comedic level.
No,
I'm appreciative.
Don't put yourself down.
Your
like
writers
that.
Really tried, and I do appreciate it.
We have excellent writers here.
The writing team did write you some good jokes.
Yeah,
and
they did.
I hope to see some of them.
The tetherball one. Oh,
I do like the ice though. The ice is good. In
Thank
fact,
you.
I think we should probably go shop. We should go shopping for some new jewelry soon.
I'd love to.
I think we deserve some diamonds, some gold maybe. In order to do that though, ad reads. We need some money. If we're going to go on a shopping spree.
Yeah.
So I just want to roll these ads.
About
then,
that.
Is this where they're placed?
I borrowed a little bit from the bank account last week. I was planning on... I was doing an investment. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't paid off yet. So just give me some time. But I can double, triple what's in the... I just need to get the funds back first.
Let's go to ads.
It's the horse racing thing. I know you told me I wasn't allowed to
Let's
do that,
to
but
ads.
Trust me.
Let's go to
It's going to pay off.
Is everything okay?
Hear me out. The ads, but hear me out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and Gentiles. Ladies and Gentiles. We're back here with Chris and Matt and Ryan. All just some bros talking.
Yes.
I noticed you do have pussy while Matt and I have Red Claw. Mm-hmm. If you did want a Red Claw to replace or to enhance that pussy.
I would love to, again, yeah, declaw that cat. You know what I mean?
So who's going to go get it?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh, looks
I'm
like
glad that you get actually played the game. Because sometimes I'm like, let's do that, and then like the person will be like, I'll just go do it. I'm like, no.
Oh, I always play
You're
the game, McGee.
Dude.
It's fun to play games.
You're a competitive fella.
Dude, don't kick that cardboard, man. You lost fair and square.
A lot for like right now.
Sorry about his attitude. Sometimes
you know
it
it's
just,
okay. I mean, like, look. Oh crap! I had a dollar. I was gonna say dispose of the big one.
Oh, okay.
Dispose of the big
It's very Italian. Yeah. Now you're Italian, right?
I am quite Italian. Very much so. Like, almost 100%.
So if I were to use anti-Italian slurs, you wouldn't find
my uncles who will watch this will not appreciate that.
Now, they don't have any connections to organized crime, right? So I don't really have to worry.
Well, I mean, nobody does. That's not true.
Sounds like a lot of laughter out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're having a lot of fun because, you know, they're not having a serious conversation between two serious men like us.
Right. This is where the serious conversation is happening in this room right here. They're goofing off out there. I hear you going,
Yeah.
And, you know, Ryan's.
This is business.
This is business right here.
Yeah. So what do you mean the horses didn't win? Oh.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
After the podcast.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I don't know if you have a copy. But
I actually don't.
Matt
made me read this at knife point once and read the Italian page.
Yeah.
All like, yeah, I love it.
Well, there's multiple Italian pages. Part of the book takes place in Italy.
So happy. I'm glad you asked me for input on those jokes. You know, the sensitivity training. Really admired that.
You know, the Italians company. As an oppressed group of people. You know,
most oppressed in the game.
Need to be very sensitive.
Oh, this is a surge.
Yeah.
He's not expecting that.
Chris, not ready for it.
Chris said that his very Italian uncles are going to watch this.
Are they?
Actually? It's a gay couple of two gay Italians.
Okay.
And they're going to watch this.
Oh,
so
cousin careful. Jimmy?
Are they very proud of their...
Oh, no, they are.
Italian.
They were happy, too, when I left, like, Sussex County in particular. My great-uncle Victor, Super Mega Saves the Troops out now, by the way, my great uncle Victor, I remember he came for a family reunion once, and like stereotypical like New Jersey old Italian man walks through the door and goes like, "Jesus fucking Christ, I knew I was near your fucking like house when I heard the banjos on the highway," because we just lived where there were trees, and I was like, "Hey Uncle Victor, what's going on?" He goes, "Oh Chris, lovely to see you. I love you, buddy." And he's like, "What the fuck is that?" And I had a Dr. Pepper in my hand.
Ooh.
I was like, "Oh, that's." It's just a soda.
That breaks the Italian code.
And he goes, "Look at this shit." He goes, read right there. And he shows me like the ingredients. I'm like, "Phosphoric acid." He goes, "You'll be fucking dead by the time you're supposed to be my age if you drink that." He threw it in the trash. And I was like, thank you, Uncle Victor, but
I wish I had a nice Italian uncle like that.
It's great.
I just have redneck uncles.
You see, like, I just grew up with them being uncles where I am from.
So he's not really your uncle, though.
No, he's my great uncle, yeah.
Oh.
He's my grandfather's brother. My grandfather had many brothers. So, yeah, I have, like, a big Italian family, and it's, I don't know, I'm really happy I grew up with the family that I had. They're wonderful. My mom, my dad.
Yeah, that sounds great, Chris, but now an excerpt from Super Mega Saves the Troops.
Take it away.
We haven't advertised the book in a bit.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Keep your eyes open for the sequel. Coming soon.
Will you read
sure.
This is going to be.
You said you couldn't read.
I said
is
I couldn't count.
Is this the picture book one?
Yes. So this is going to be on, at least, I don't know if this is a first edition. Oh. All right.
What's the wanted Biden that we didn't mail off?
Yeah. Even your signature in there and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, for Joe.
Yeah.
But if you could read, just start for where it says the duo sped up.
Got it.
And then you'll end with the bottom of the page. Just go all the way down to the bottom.
I've always wanted to hear someone read our own book back to us.
The duo sped up. Ryan whistled to the tune of In the Club by 50 Cent as they stylishly clasped their boat into a public beach, pulling off two front flips and a corkscrew spin before sticking the landing. Mm. The French just stood there, peering out of their droopy eyelids while judging, as the French tend to do.
Sorry, I'm having a lot of fun. This is so much fun.
Thanks,
out
man.
Now. How much is this? $56?
No. Like 20,
the hardcover's $24.99.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at that. Great
and
value.
And it's much higher quality
it's
than most
hardcover
books.
It's worth so much more than that. What a value.
Feel the page quality.
I mean, the quality of the book is worth it. We made sure when we got the book produced, we could have got a real cheap one, but we went for, like, the highest quality paper, the highest quality print.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Matt and Ryan were a bit confused by the reaction. Usually, people applauded their efforts, especially ones so cool and awesome.
Ryan, Matt said to his friend's attention, have people stopped clapping whenever America shows up on their shores?
Don't mind them, Ryan said. They're just French. Matt grinned a giddy little grin.
No, go on. Go on, please.
Which one of you says this? Well, at least they're not Italians.
Everybody
laughed. I'm having a... Oh, it's a thrill ride. It's a roller coaster.
Everybody laughed, including the French people.
And he was right. Nobody on that beach was Italian.
And?
You know what? I take it back.
And?
I take
and?
It off.
And?
And they were better off for it.
So do you think your uncles will enjoy that excerpt?
You got no. They actually probably they it's like it's like some of my friends who were like Hispanic when they'd see like the guy like on the like a Tapatio bottle. Be like,
oh, don't worry,
it's us.
Dude, don't worry. In the next book, we have plenty of anti-Hispanic language.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's funny.
There's plenty of there's plenty of good Italy stuff in here,
but we don't want to spoil everything.
Oh, that was a hoot.
And a holler.
Again, am I like the first guest that like watched your content like growing up and shit?
When did you?
I was listening in like late 2017.
Oh shit!
Wow.
So, like,
no, I would like
less
listen
than
to
a year before.
Like I still remember Kelly's old intro. You know,
oh yeah.
Like
yeah, for real? That's crazy.
I told you this, dude.
At the end of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Top of the morning to you, laddies. It's while I was writing my first songs, like I would go down into the cafeteria of my college and like listen to Super Megacast and just start producing. Because I can't listen to music while I work, which sucks. That's like the one thing you want to do as a musician.
Makes me feel good.
It's pretty cool. Like, I appreciate you guys a lot. It means a lot you appreciate my content as well.
Thanks, Chris. I can read one more excerpt for you.
Sure.
Okay.
As the pair began to pout, they noticed a suave man dressed in a black suit with a big, big mustache and a shifty look in his eyes. He was walking down the sidewalk carrying a comically large briefcase, slips of some type of paper spilling out. The man passed the boys and sat down on a park bench, lighting a tobacco pipe and puffing away. This Scorsese-looking Goomba looked cool as fuck.
Yeah?
It was only a few minutes later when the man, having had his fill of tobacco, stood, leaving the briefcase behind. Matt and Ryan darted over as the man disappeared down the street. Finders keepers, they cheered in delight. It was like Italian Christmas, except there's no such thing as Italian Christmas.
There isn't.
Yeah, it's true. There is an Italian Christmas song. Did you guys ever listen to Dominic the Donkey?
That's that's one of the worst Christmas songs of all time.
I honestly, hard key agree. There's also Guido's Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas. It's a New Jersey version.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Literally, it's like 12 pages.
What happened
rings.
To Guido's, dude? They had their moment back in like 2009.
We did well. That's the thing. Like, I think
with Jersey Shore type
shit.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. The Jersey Shore was founded on a lie. They're all from Long Island.
Yeah,
like none of them were actually born. Like, I knew all the places they were going to. You know, like I think at one point they were going to Seaside, Lavalette. No, unfortunately,
I've been to Seaside.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like that area is actually really fun.
It is.
And then there's places like, you know, like Lavalette, which is really nice with good nightclubs. There's like, yeah, like tons of great beaches out there. But all the people just weren't from there. They like everybody I knew from New Jersey was like, we don't talk like that. And it's like, well, you kind of do, but like they're exaggerating it because they're from Long Island.
I do want to give you a chance because you are
a chance.
I'm glad that you're calling them out on this.
Yeah,
you as someone who does respect New York,
the tri-state as we speak it.
Are there any places you would like to shout out?
Oh my God, yeah. For music. I grew up seeing shows at the Meat Locker. That's a really, really cool spot. Also, in terms of people that I know, it was cool. There's like a bunch of my friends became musicians when we were kids. We used to go like make little shows at my buddy Jace's place, which we called the Eel Pit. His mom is like a really cool artist, and she just gave us a bunch of spray paints. It was like, go crazy. Oh, so we spray painted this garage and started throwing like shows in there. And we had a kegger one time in like high school that was like, whoa!
A kegger in high school?
And we had like,
A kegger in high school?
Well, we can.
I'm hoping it was ginger ale, right?
Yeah, you know it, dude.
Maybe it was senior year and that's still
not allowed.
Well, I mean, if
an adult bought them alcohol,
New Jersey is 14, so.
Is it?
Yeah, if an adult buys teenagers alcohol, it's totally legal.
That is actually true.
Oh, wow. I forgot about all that. I know in Tennessee you can have an open can.
Don't
open
drink
container
underage.
Unless an adult buys it.
Unless an adult buys it, you know, like someone standing outside the gas station that you think you could trust with like a Venmo of 50.
Did you say in Tennessee you can drive with an open container?
Or one of the states we toured to.
So
which state was that? Kentucky? I can't remember.
We didn't go to Kentucky.
I don't know where we went. I do know, but like...
Makes sense why Jim's from Tennessee, then.
Did we go to Tennessee?
We did. Nashville.
So I think it's do you remember that, though?
I thought it was Mississippi.
It might have been Mississippi. Whoever's state that is, can you brag about it in the comments section below?
Yo, that's awesome, though. Yeah. You can drive with an open container?
Dude, there's... I didn't know this about, like, Massachusetts and Vermont. Do you know that they're a constitutional carry state?
What is it?
That means...
Is that different than open carry?
No license at any time... In a vehicle, doesn't need to be packed, just carry the stick on you.
All right.
Like,
I know
all
where
play,
we're going.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers got muskets and shit, and it's like they're just driving around.
That's crazy because, like, Vermont's a pretty blue state.
Yeah, but they're just like, yeah, no, that's just never changed. Like, and you don't hear a lot of bad shit happening in Vermont. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I keep the stick in my car. I don't have a license, but.
Got the blicky?
I got the blicky, yeah. In case the Glendale Menace pulls up on me.
That
the
is Glendale true. Menace. Glendale Menace.
It's this guy that's, Justin gave him that nickname, and I think it's fitting, but it's this guy that in, like, the last month, all of these dash cam videos came out where this guy in this Tesla will, like, cut in front of someone, stop in the middle of traffic, get out with, like, a pipe, beat the shit out of their car, and then get back in his car.
Oh, he's, like, boxing them in?
Yeah, like, he'll, like, cut them off and then get out and be like, doo, doo, doo. But
why?
But then, like, all this other stuff came out, and it's like he's done this like 10 times. And he like punched a woman in the face and gave her a black eye. He beat up a valet guy.
Oh my God.
Going back like 6 months. And they can't identify who this guy is because he has his license plates off.
How vulgar.
Which makes me think he's going out to do road
rage. Is it a black Tesla?
Yeah, it's like a dark gray looking like family one.
Like gunmetal?
Yeah. He's pretty jacked.
That's pretty cool.
He's pretty jacked. But it seems like it's mainly around like Glendale and stuff. So
do you think he's doing it for like. Like, it's so sad that we have to say this shit now. You think he's doing for, like, social media, like, clout or
something? No,
some
it
shit?
Looks like a rage thing.
Like it's just a genuine
he's
rage
insane,
thing?
Insane, yeah.
But he's taking his license plates off, which makes me think he's, like, angry, and he's like, I'm going to go out and do some road rage.
I'm surprised he hasn't been pulled over
do
just for
some.
That fact.
There's a cop
cars
in the
still
background.
Have VIN
I'm
going to
do a road rage.
Yeah, but not from a dash cam, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
that's
what I'm
nuts.
Saying is they could at least, like, when they do pull him over eventually, hopefully for not having plates, they would probably, you know, be able to record the dash number on there, and then if they actually show up at an incident with him there, they can then use that to connect them.
They have his face.
In terms of like, oh, it's the same one that we pulled him over earlier for no plates. This is the same dude.
I hope they caught him. Actually, I gotta look to see if they've caught him, because this was like a week ago when they had a thing on the news about him.
Smashy crashy boy.
Let me see. Road rage loss. One of the videos was on the same commute I used to get to work.
Are you
and I was
serious?
Like, damn. Search okay. 4 days ago. Search continues for man at center of road rage attacks across SoCal.
So he has not been caught.
How many times has he done it? It should say there.
At least 10 people have come forward
Holy
saying they've had frightening
shit.
Encounters with the man.
I've been here for at least 10 days.
I mean, you're made? Going to Glendale today, so you might come across him.
Oh, I'm kind of hoping.
The Glendale Menace.
I'm just going to go up to him and go, why?
And then he's going to stop,
Dink!
Go wide-eyed.
That's what he would do because he, like, goes, like, the wrong way down a street. A woman, like, stops.
Oh, my God.
They'll, like, honk at him. And then
yeah,
get
he
mad.
Gets out, beats the thing with a pipe, opens the car, punches her in the face. And then a valet guy's like, hey, man, throws a can, hits the guy in the head, and then beats the shit out of the valet guy.
This dude's like the Batman of road rage. He's just got everything all lined up, got a fucking can in his belt. Just
you must be, like, a truly miserable person if, like, you're set off that easily.
He's mentally ill, too.
Or he's just having the time of his fucking life.
He might just be like, this is so much
real life Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he's just like, if I just like don't give a fuck enough, no one can get me.
He is Jack, too.
Yeah, like...
He almost gets hit in one of the videos because the person starts going while he's beating them and it like hits him a little bit.
He
and
just
then he's
grabs
like,
the car, goes... lifts
well, if
it.
That happened, he could sue the person that he beat up.
I know, risky move. Even though it's hitting your car with a pipe.
It would be self-defense, I think.
In the moment, like, those things could just happen, too. Like.
And the rest of the traffic was moving, so.
Jeez,
pretty crazy.
Please.
The Glendale Menace needs to be stopped.
Wow.
If you guys have any tips, please report it to law enforcement.
Please. He is an asshole. He gets mad for no reason. Oh, he has his reasons or excuses. He scares people, old women, valet drivers.
He punched a
your
woman
everyday
in the face.
Man.
He gave a woman a black eye.
If you see this MF-er, it's a Tesla with no plates. Bomb his car.
I don't
call the police.
In Minecraft.
Yeah, I would
in Minecraft.
I would call
or
the authorities.
Pull out a firearm and shoot him in the head.
Yep.
Stand.
The moment he comes at you
ground.
With the pipe. Or
pipe never beats a stick.
Grab the
man.
Top of his jaw, grab the bottom of it.
Oh, that's even better.
Do what King Kong did to the V-Rexes, I think is what they're called.
When he, that'd be great.
Do like a Sub-Zero, just pull the skull out.
Or that, you know, anything,
it's
anything
easy.
Visceral that'll get the people.
Humans are extremely fragile.
Going.
Do it.
Humans are extremely fragile, but they're also incredibly strong and resilient. Because you hear about cases where someone slips on an ice cube and dies, and then you hear about cases where someone's like...
Falls out of an airplane and survives.
Yeah, like falls like 40,000 feet, and they're like, oh.
The way you said that was just one of the most profound things. Like, I just stopped, and I'm like, wow. That came out of you, man. Like, that was good.
You know what else can come out of Matt?
What?
Semen. And ad reads.
Yeah. Both of those are about to come out right now. So,
do it.
Let's all shut our eyes and enjoy.
Add them up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Chris, Matt, and Ryan back again, continuing the Super Mega Cast.
Good ad reads and good semen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for, you finally learned, because usually, you know, I do let you know a little late when it's about to happen, but this time you cupped your hands out, you caught it all, and not a single drop was spared, so.
I put it in the tube.
Speaking of semen, I did want to promote one thing.
Okay.
Because, I'm a big fan of content, you know, I've been creating for a while, and I really appreciate you giving me this platform. I wanted to promote Justin's OnlyFans, Nothing But Love.
Okay.
It's out now, if you look it up.
Look up Nothing But Love.
Yeah, Nothing But
Love. OnlyFans.
I think that's what this says, yeah. Nothing But Love.
Does he do gaping content?
Yeah. I haven't seen the gaping yet. I know he could do.
I talked about that with him. He's going to work his way up to it. Gaping's not something you can just step into.
He does PPV.
Well, he's
content.
Been practicing for a while. Okay. I've seen him.
Really?
I've done seen it with my own eyes in real life.
You are staying with him right now.
No, I've been staying at the Lago Lair. That's the official name for it.
He's not one of those free accounts that makes you pay for every post.
Nope.
Okay.
No. He has a free one, though, for lewds in particular.
Oh, that's fine.
Lewd
that's
content.
Fine.
If you want to see that tight little Syrian Puerto Rican asshole, though, you do have to pay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Nothing But Love.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about.
Thank you, though.
Thank you for promoting our friend Justin.
Oh, yeah, you know. Like,
he'll be very happy about
that guy.
Yeah, be very happy.
I think he will.
So you make music, Chris.
I do.
Tell us about your music.
Well,
if you had to describe it in one sentence.
I used to, it was weird. When I started it off, I came up with the idea of it just being like, I want to make like funky stuff that's just like really honest and really humble. Because like I have a lot of like trouble actually talking highly of myself, I think, sometimes in my music.
I do too.
And so that's why I call myself Hi, I'm Chris, because I was just trying to be like as genuine as possible.
Mm-hmm.
My dad actually came up with the name, which was funny. He was just like, why don't you just call yourself Hi, I'm Chris? It's like a joke. And I'm like, I love it. And he's like, dude, that's a stupid name. And so,
does he get royalties?
No.
He called it stupid, so I hope he doesn't
know. Yeah, like, I use that in a defamation case to countersue against this company.
Okay, okay.
And that's how I'm here, you know?
Well, I'm glad you could make it out. You bought the ticket.
Rooted
you
up, I'm a little industry plant,
money.
You know? Like,
you're a Nepo baby.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm a Nepo baby.
Also, by the way, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
A little gift.
The management team's going to love this. But, I do make music. Weird little indie pop stuff in my, the acid flashbacks are kicking in, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. But you make indie pop?
Yeah, I make weird indie pop stuff. Like you
do. Your album is an EP or an album?
Oh, the album, like the one that you
Sibo
found
Let Go.
Sibo Let Go. Yeah,
that was one of my favorite albums.
I know,
of 2021.
That meant the world to me, man. You know, like I met you guys through some mutual friends, and it was crazy to me. Like you hit me up on Twitter, and you were just like, "Yeah, man, like I'm excited for the album." I'm like, "Oh shit, that's so cool."
So I listened, because I knew you were friends with Justin.
Yeah,
that's how I found you on Twitter, and then I listened to your album. Front to back, and I was like, fuck,
thanks,
this is
man.
Really good. And
that means a lot.
It inspired me a lot when I made my album.
Yeah, man.
Big inspiration on just the way it was structured and the motifs just your air of authenticity and
thanks,
not,
man.
You seem like you have this vibe about you that's like, I'm going to make the music I want to make, and I don't give a fuck. And it's really good.
Yeah, that's kind of been the thing, because like I never expected this shit to go anywhere. Like in that. Pineapple soda. Like, you could actually hear where I changed fucking bathrooms. I had no clue how to mix. I had no clue how to master. Like, I was just like, the story behind Pineapple is really wild, like, how that song came to be. Because a lot of my songs are genuinely just grounded in stupid shit that's happened to me. Like, when I was first going to college, good old 45 was elected. And that was a wild time to be in college and becoming a political-minded person. And so all these new friends that I had just made started like getting after each other and like getting like really heated in like the hallways. And like, I was already like homesick. I was in a big city for the first time, a little country boy from Northern New Jersey. I was super like stressed out and really depressed because I was also missing a girl I was with at the time. And,
I miss my mom a lot too.
Yeah, I know, you know, just a little,
it's hard,
but, yeah, so like I left. I was just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to take a day off classes. I'm just going to go for a walk. And so I go for a walk that evening down the Washington Mews. If anybody knows what that is, it's the oldest street still in New York, like intact. Like it's got the cobblestone and shit from the 1700s. It's beautiful. So I was just walking down that with the I had lime green Beats headphones. They were lime green because Best Buy sold the shitty colors for cheaper. And I was listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I start hearing like a in my left earphone. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, did they break? And I look up and it's a helicopter. And here I am, like, I'm just going to step away from like all the political everything, like, you know, just kind of clear my head for a bit. And I walked into the largest anti-Trump protest in America. I walked into it marching off Fifth Avenue, like from the Washington Square Park arch.
And
I
was like,
did they give you some free merch?
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, they gave me a little pussy hat. It was awesome. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to walk with this. I can't escape it. And it's kind of cool, like seeing people with like righteous anger going on. And, you know, with people rushing picket signs, well, it's a wonder you can find the time to hate me when everyone already hates everybody else. That's where I wrote that line. And I went into a shitty little CVS and I was like really thirsty. And I was like, well, I see pineapple soda. I'd never actually had it before. It was a Doritos, actually.
Oh, that sounds good.
I was like, I'm going to try this. And I drank it and I was like, oh, this is probably like the best fucking thing that happened to me all week. And for some reason, that's when I was like, I'm going to start making music. I'm like, I don't know why. I'd been watching like YouTube tutorial people like Frank Jeff C, for example, like for years. And I'd always wanted to make music. And so we went out and we produced it, or I produced it in like an hour and a half. I made the beat and then I sat on it for 2 years. I thought it was ass. I hated it. You know, it took a good friend of mine, Jason Carter, who did all the graphic design for my early stuff, being like, dude, you need to release this. Like, and I was like, no, it sucks. And he goes, tell you what. And he drew up the cover for it. And he goes, I'll give you it's going to cost $150 if you don't drop it tonight. And I was like, well, fuck. Okay. You're a 6'3" guy. It's not like I can fight you for it. So like, sure. And I put it out on SoundCloud and next day, like 1,000, then 10,000, then 30,000 on SoundCloud in like a week. It changed my life. And it's like, I don't know what the point of that story is, but yeah, like pineapple soda. That's all I'll be known for. And Minecraft YouTubers like it.
Yeah. Wait, which Minecraft YouTubers been
Tubbo? Chubbo? In particular.
Chubbo?
Yeah, Chubbo.
Have you watched Tubbo?
I have watched some episodes now.
Did he make you like an intro?
No, he just uses me on like his like chill like grooves playlist. I remember in 2019, because I dropped the song like later in like 2018, and that's when it like started picking up some steam, but not much. 2019, it just goes. That was Discover Weekly, and then 2020, it did it again, and I was like, oh, like, it happened on Memorial Day, so I was like, is Pineapple Soda like a big Memorial Day song? It just like tripled in plays for the day.
Yeah, it's in remembrance of the troops.
Yeah, of course, you know, like, you know, that's what Pineapple Soda represents to America.
Right.
You know, it's the people's song.
Yeah.
Like The Rock or some shit, I don't know what I'm saying, but,
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Good old Dwayne.
Or the movie with Nick Cage.
Oh, you mean Moana?
Moana is, a movie. An animated film.
Yes, it is.
It's fine.
Are you telling me Dwayne's
real? They did make jokes about Twitter, which I think aged.
Wait, I've never seen Moana. How the fuck do you make Twitter in a like Twitter jokes in a story about like ancient
Johnson's
Polynesian culture?
What's his name? Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Maui.
Where Maui? Did
that go? Maui's
Marcus
just the Hawaiian. What's his name? I don't know his fucking name. Let's just say his name's Maui.
Sure.
Owie. Something like
that's
that.
That's my album.
Wowie Kazowie.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character takes a bird, gets a piece of like driftwood, and then writes something on this driftwood and then throws it out. The point is that he's writing something with a bird's beak. Then he goes, I'm going to call it tweeting. Something like that.
Pretty genius.
Pretty awesome.
Way to take like a genuine story from like a classic, like that's, literally an ancient culture and just go Twitter.
That's what I feel. That's what takes me out of it. I'm like,
yeah, you just killed
this
the
movie
immersion.
Would have been fine. Just like if you just don't throw in like these like references, like it's okay.
But how are we supposed to bond with the movie if there's no Twitter joke?
It's okay if it's in something like Shrek that's already overtly parodying like fairy tale and Disney
right, like,
and all of that stuff because it fits in with the tone.
Yeah,
I feel like Moana, it just took away from it. Like I can't remember like in Cinderella them making a reference to something that was happening in that time.
Yeah, no, she opens up a book and has a picture of face. She goes, I call this Facebook.
I forgot in the new Cinderella. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
the mice turn into the horses. They're like, Uber.
I can actually see them doing that shit, though.
Hold on, I was
Disney.
Checking my Facebook. It's like picture of her
yeah,
face
like the
book.
Good witch. Just like, or no, not the good witch, the weird fairy.
The Wicked Witch of the West. Who is sexy as hell.
Sexy as fuck.
Yeah, she's in my
bombshell. Dame.
Bombshell. Well,
Pussy
of,
Wagon.
What was, that's a good question. Mm. What was y'all's sexual awakening movie? When did you realize, actually, like, I want to have sex movie. With
we okay. talked about this recently, and you asked what my sexual awakening was, and I couldn't remember, but I thought of it recently the other day.
Shoot.
And now I think I've forgotten it again.
Awesome.
I remember I was driving. I was like, that's the answer to it. Fuck, what was it?
Was it a movie?
No.
Chris is asking specifically a movie.
Yeah, I feel like movies were like where I realized
because a
I was
song
like,
gave me a sexual awakening.
A song? What song?
I'm coming out, so you better get this party started.
Pink?
I'm coming out.
Well, what specific
coming?
Lyric, Ryan?
Because you'll be kissing my ass, and I was like picturing like kissing her naked butt.
Ding ding ding.
I've said
ding.
That so many times now, but yeah. Now you know.
Oh shit!
So that's what got me. That's what got my little Willy going. I couldn't get a full erection yet, unfortunately, but when I could, man, I masturbated a shit ton.
My dad was so mad I couldn't do it. He gave me some Blue Chew, and he's like, time to grow up, buddy.
What?
What?
Yeah, I do that to my son.
You're not masturbating?
Damn it, son.
You need to be cranking it. You need to be sneaking off and getting on the family computer and watching porn. Well, your father blamed you for porn that was
yes.
on your
really?
Family computer.
Yes.
Did you tell him it was like a virus?
No, there was just, the history had been cleared, and my mom was like, why is the history cleared? I'm sitting with my dad, and I'm like,
oh, your parents knew that trick?
You were smart enough not to delete the history, because you,
no,
you
I
were
didn't
smart enough to delete the specific
history dots
in
yeah.
the history.
My dad, on the other hand, not so smart, and she's like, well, your Aunt Liz knows someone who can get everything you've ever looked at back. And
which
like,
is a lie.
It was me. And then I got grounded, so I took the fall for, I guess, my father.
Your dad was
that's
probably like,
so
oh,
funny.
Matthew.
My dad might not have even, he might have just cleared the history just to like clear up space or something.
Yeah, it might have been like, oh, there's too much storage or like Chrome's run. Or at that time, I guess Internet Explorer was running
Safari.
Slow. You were using Safari?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hate when like Mac people are like, why don't you use Safari?
Safari
it's just a like, better browser. And I'm like, no,
it's not.
Fucking
isn't
not.
It like, open to like it, there was a big hacking thing that happened with like people who had shit logged in.
Who the
in
fuck
Safari?
Hacked Safari? Like,
I don't
here's
know.
What I'll say. Safari back in the day also had like a separate browser, like in the top bar there was a separate search bar.
Yeah,
that was for me set to like Wikipedia.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that it saved everything you searched. And I remember just sitting in the kitchen one day. My mom's like, "So I saw you were looking up clitoris and labia."
Oh, dude!
And I was like, "She's like, you're not in trouble."
Whoa.
But if you have any questions, you can just ask me.
Why would you ask your mom?
Yeah,
about the
I understand like wanting to be a supportive parent and like, oh, you know,
there's no good
my
way
preteen
to bring that
son is curious about, you know, sex ed. So I understand being like, if you have questions, but like no teenager ever is gonna be like, mom, can you explain labia to me?
So
oh sure, son.
Could you explain to me? So like the clitoral hood, what is that?
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart, I got you.
God,
that's like the suburb, like nearby, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
The clitoral hood.
Yeah. Me and the boys hanging out in the clitoral hood. Yeah, but Chris, you brought up something recently that you said you want to save for the podcast, and I've been thinking about it.
Oh, Mr. Lag told me to save this for the podcast. So that is an interesting story, actually. So when I was in college, I took this like environmental science class, and my teacher was really cool. Always like brought up like current articles and shit, and was like, check this shit out. Like in like 2018, 2019, showed me a New York Times article about the glitter conspiracy.
Right.
That's wild.
I've read this article before. I actually reread it last night in preparation for this.
Conspiracy?
Yeah. So basically the biggest manufacturer of glitter in America.
In New Jersey, by the way.
Oh, really?
GlitterX. Okay.
So they were saying they did this interview with the New York Times, and they were saying that the biggest buyer of glitter in America is a client they're not allowed to say, because if people knew that this company was buying up all the glitter, people would freak out.
Yeah, it would cause like public panic.
They'd be like, why are they the number one buyer of glitter? What are they doing with the glitter?
So what's the theory?
And they're like, oh, I can't, I know who it is, but I can't say.
They were allowed to ask like five questions to the, I think it was the PR manager of GlitterX, which like,
okay.
Why do you need to be the PR manager of a glitter company? This
kind
is probably
of a
the
job.
Biggest day of her career.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh my God, the Times.
I do PR for
glitter.
They're
asking the one thing she can't answer. And it's like, so they said like, who is it? They said, we can't tell you. They said, what are they using it in? I can't tell you. They're like, if I saw it, would I know it's glitter? And they said, well, you'd see something, but I can't tell you what you'd see.
So people started being and like, well, what is glitter going into
cupcakes,
that we're unaware of?
Cookies?
Well, my argument is that it's probably something you ingest. Because, like,
I saw toothpaste being one, sidewalks being one.
But you can see it's glitter with toothpaste.
I did a little digging last night, and I actually found the most plausible theory that I hadn't read yet. That actually was very interesting. United States military. So
I could see it being military.
In explosives, they place things called tracents. Mm-hmm. And a tracent basically is something that you can't really see, but if an explosion goes off, they can you know, take material from the explosion, and basically a lot of explosives have tracents in it, which you can't see, but labs are able to trace, so they can find, like, where this explosive came from.
Yeah.
So basically, they're thinking that they put these micro glitters into explosives, so when a certain explosive is used, it can be traced to a specific, it's like a fingerprint for an explosion. So if someone were to bomb a building, they could be like, okay, wait, this is government issue because it's got this glitter in it.
You know,
something like that.
It's funny you said that, because, like, glitter in, like, hunting for, or, like, biology is used to track animals.
Right.
It can be ingested, and it doesn't, like, hurt the animal if it's micro. And they can actually track where, like, certain...
They'll,
like,
shit it out and be like, that's the one.
Yeah, they'll be like, yeah, that's
the glitter poop. Dookie.
And it's like, but that makes perfect sense, because one of the things I was thinking, I was like, well, like, let's get super, like, tinfoil hat with this thing. Like, let's say, like, the weirdest thing I could think of. And I'm like, what if, like, certain states put, like, glitter, like, micros, like, a certain signature of glitter in the food as a tracent? Where it's like, if somebody went across state lines and did a crime, and they, like, used the restroom or any sort of bio, you know, like, you know,
they'd
metric
find
data.
It in the glitter.
They'd find the glitter and go, oh, he was from that state. That's where we start looking.
Kind of like on the hunting aspect.
Yeah, they basically would use it as a fingerprint for explosives.
That makes so much more sense.
So they can trace exact explosives to certain people or groups. But, so it's like...
And that would make sense why that person said, well, you'd see something, because the something would be a fucking bomb. It's like...
Oh, you'd see something.
Girl was evil. Holy shit.
How sick would it be if, like,
not evil.
They just put excessive amounts of glitter and explosives, so, like, in, like, a war zone.
It's pretty.
It's just pting.
It's like a, yeah, it's like those glitter bombs, like the little ones that you get in the mail. It's like,
glitter sucks to clean up. We got a glitter bomb in an old mail video, and I don't think, even after we moved out, there was probably still glitter.
Like, glitter in general? Yes. Like, glitter is, like, literally just, like, miniature shards of, like, mirror-plated aluminum.
And, glitter's cool as fuck.
Glitter's cool as fuck, but, like, we already put glitter so much on our bodies. I think that's what's creepy about it. Like why? What wouldn't we want to know? Because, like, in makeup, there's glitter that's, like, under your eyes.
Is it a microplastic?
Well, I mean, we already got tons of that in us. I don't think they need
to
add
any more. Thanks to water bottles and stuff.
How much microplastic is in a human body at any given time? Like, how? Like, if you were to take it all, like, and put it into a little, like, would it just be a tiny little speck?
We'd have to ask a scientist.
Oh, no, it'd probably be more than a speck.
Or Google. Chris right here. Chris is a scientist.
I am.
Okay, you're looking.
My money though is on that it's used in explosives. You know, the military uses it.
The traffic,
human. Let's find this. Some scientists have estimated that the average person might eat 5 grams of microplastic a week.
Ooh, damn!
Wait, a week?
A fucking week.
5 grams is.
That's like quantifiable in your hand.
Yes.
So I was always taught that a gram is equal to, like, a paperclip.
Yeah.
So imagine 5 paperclips worth of plastic. In what?
I mean, bottles. It could be like, pills, for example. They might have microplastics in them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, so this is, I'm assuming this cup right here is plastic. So when I'm sipping this.
Micro, like,
Do you think I'm obviously getting little bits of plastic I'm ingesting.
Well, I guess.
Like, soda over a certain time, like, burns through aluminum.
Especially,
like,
pineapple,
so it's
soda.
Possible, yeah.
Well, actually, cans are filled with a wax coating. So you don't actually taste the aluminum. But basically, like, I follow this chemistry channel, and what he did was he got this, like, chemical that only dissolves aluminum, and he put, like, a Coke in it.
And there was wax.
And pulled it out, and there was, like, a wax bag, basically.
Yo, that's actually cool.
Yeah, no, they fill the inside with a small wax coating to protect it against the aluminum.
That's fascinating. Holy shit.
Yeah, so these are all filled with wax.
Okay.
And really, when you taste the aluminum, what you're tasting
grip
is this.
Up off, grip
oh, okay.
But, yeah, that's a lot of plastic. Actually, they recently did a study, and they found that babies, before they're even born, like,
they're
newborn
made
babies
of
have microplastics in
because
their bloodstream
of
already.
What they're getting from their mothers. Yeah. In terms
I
of
love
nutrients.
Hearing that kind of shit where it's like shit where you don't think shit should be. Like, I know that was, like, the dumbest way I could describe that, but
like gays in our military.
Well, that's a story for another day. But what's it called? Like the beer bottle that they just found in the Challenger Deep.
Yeah,
like
they found a Doritos bag down there.
I want to know. what brand the beer was. Because if I was the advertising guy, you know people who like are like watching beer advertisements, they don't give a fuck. It's like they're gonna be like, fuck yeah, we were down there.
I mean, it's not like, the best PR, like, hey, in the deepest part of the ocean, they found our litter.
An American flag epic. On the moon situation, though.
That's true.
That's just littering spelled different. You know?
But the Mariana Trench is like off the Philippines, so it's probably not American beer.
I wonder. Well, I mean, it could be. Right? It could be imported. Well, the Philippines is like not a territory, but like a region that the U.S. occupies. Like, there could be American products there.
Okay.
That's true.
I hope so. Well, unfortunately, all this talk about microplastics wants me to waste the microplastics. I have to piss
really
and hopefully
bad.
The microplastics will leave my body and I will expel at least some of them.
Well, Chris can entertain the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can take care of this.
I mean, you could actually, you know what, I'll give you an important job.
Yeah.
Can you end the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Have a little anecdote, tell people goodbye, and then also mention our Patreon and then that they can watch even more.
Yeah.
They can watch the after show.
Yeah,
which will be on the after show. You could even intro the after show if you wanted.
Sure,
that'd be fun.
Okay, so you have to give this a good little outro.
And remember, Chris, if they want more, for $5 a month, they can go to our Patreon, get all sorts of bonus content, but they can also get, for every episode of the podcast, an exclusive extended after-show segment where we talk about all the things we can't say on the podcast.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm writing that down. Well, friends, that about ends the Super Mega Cast for the day. My name's Hi, I'm Chris. You can follow me on all social medias, BOTWIZZLE, Boatwizzle. That's me. It's my last name in Frizzle when I did that in high school. We had a really good time. Some highs, some lows. Hopefully I was actually enjoyable to listen to. You like that joke from the Super Mega Book? I like that joke from the Super Mega Book. I don't even know what they said. I should do. There's a Patreon. We're ending the podcast right now. I just promoted all my stuff, dude. Hurry, quick. What, do you have anything going on?
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.